Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Today's gospel is so simple, yet so dramatic, a miracle of compassion. Yet, you can easily miss the drama because of how few words Mark used to describe the scene. It reads almost like a traffic accident report, simple to the point, with no added explanations or extra details. If you read it too quickly, you could just drive on by. And it seems to leave us with more questions than answers. What is the new teaching the people are talking about? What does a demon or unclean spirit look like? Does that kind of demon possession exist today? Sometimes we have to ask someone to repeat what happened to understand what we really heard and saw. Remember back to a few weeks ago. How many times was the scene of the jetliner landing on the Hudson River replayed over and over on TV to believe that an Airbus plane with both engines gone actually skidded onto a river in the dead of winter and nobody was killed? So let us go back to the first chapter in Mark and try to get a better sense of what happened in that synagogue in the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Let us replay it again. Maybe by doing so, we can begin to grasp why it is so important for us to hear. Maybe we too can walk away amazed about this Jesus, like the crowd in the gospel account. So allow your imagination to go back into this gospel scene. Try to visualize the following narration. It is the beginning of a new day. It is beautiful outside, and you have great plans for the rest of the day on this Sabbath. You have a laundry list of things you want to get done after the morning synagogue service. It seems more people than usual are making their way into the synagogue today. You wonder if there is a guest preacher or something. The local scribes don't draw huge crowds like this one. We are all used to their sermons. As you enter the synagogue and walk over to sit near your friends, you join them as you hear them talking about someone named Jesus. Oh yeah, I've heard his name mentioned once or twice. You wonder why people are buzzing about him. Glad I came. Hope I'll find out what all this excitement about Jesus is. All of a sudden, the crowd seems to quiet as someone, he looks to be in his 30s, steps forward confidently and reads from the Torah. Wow. What animation and strength in his voice. What delivery. This Jesus reads well. The way he proclaims our Torah lesson seems to get right into my soul. And his eye contact feels so personal. This is going to be special. Jesus puts the scroll down and starts to speak from his heart. I listen carefully to his words. I have never thought about the message of the Torah this way before. I have never heard it taught this way before. I lean over to my friends and say, "This is so amazing." They shush me. I look back up just as someone stumbles out of the benches. I can't believe this. Who is this guy? Is he crazy or something? And then I hear this lunatic shouting at Jesus, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Whoa, that guy is scary. And I can't believe what he just said. Is he possessed? What kind of devil does he have on his back? I have seen that look before. It is frightening. Wonder how Jesus is going to handle this. That guy looks like he's ready to become unglued. And I can't believe what he shouted at Jesus. What is he talking about? That guy blurted out that Jesus was going to destroy him. With that confident, quiet, strong presence, Jesus looks like he wouldn't harm a flea. Why this commotion now? And why did he say us, destroy us? I see only one man. This is freaky. One minute I am spellbound by this new type of teaching, then next, this new teacher is about to be attacked. Jesus calmly turns to the erratic man and says boldly and clearly, be silent. Come out of him. Jesus looks intently into the eyes of the man as he speaks. The words of Jesus hang in the air, clear, calm, deliberate, knowing. The entire room is so quiet, the silence seems not of this world. The silence is broken as the man falls to the floor, jerks around, and then is still. His face is no longer contorted. His breathing begins to sound normal. Everyone gasps to themselves. My friends turn to me. I look at them in amazement and see the same astonishment on their faces. We can hardly speak. I hardly know what to say. I stammer out very little. What is this? What just happened? A friend says simply with astonishment in his voice, a new teaching. Another friend adds emphatically, with authority. A third friend chimes in. He just commanded unclean spirits and even the demons obeyed him. I look around and see faces staring at Jesus. I look around and see new hope in the eyes of my friends. I look around and see many leaving as if they have to run and tell others what they just witnessed. I sit there for a moment trying to take it in. I feel so peaceful. I feel I experienced something today that is going to change my life. Jesus talked about God differently. It sounds like God is his daddy. Is God that close to us? Jesus spoke of God's love. God's love. Wow. I've heard so much about God's laws, what I should and should not do, all those commandments. This new teaching is so simple. It can't be that simple. What's the catch? Jesus invited us to love one another as brothers and sisters, to love my neighbor as myself. The way he spoke, the message got right into my heart. How did he do that? It seems he knows God like no one I have ever met. You mean God knows me that way too? I'm going to need to sit with this, really take some time with it. I want to hear more of what Jesus has to say. I leave the synagogue, not paying attention to the chatter around me. I walk home slowly. My soul was touched. I want more. 2,000 years later, here we sit in this church. Do you want more? The scriptures are filled with more of this new teaching that Mark talked about in that gospel. Do you want to hear more about the healing power of Jesus? And concerning the healing of the man possessed with the unclean spirit, how do we understand that kind of miracle today? Are we talking about extreme mental illness? Or are we talking about the unwhole areas each of us deal with? What kind of devil is on your back or sits on your shoulder? Is it a lack of confidence or fear of the future or fear of failure or impatience? Is it a disease like alcoholism? Is it depression? What unfree area within you shouts for attention? In the gospel reading, the demons and the man possessed shouted at Jesus. They knew who he was, the Holy One of God. Is our faith such that we are able to pray, "I know who you are, Jesus"? Are you open to receive a miracle of compassion? The Jesus of the Gospels is here with us now. Jesus can confront any falsehood, any darkness. The presence of Jesus the healer is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The first two words Jesus spoke to the man possessed by the unclean spirit, he also speaks to us. Be silent. Yes, be silent. Let the living Word of God find a silent place within you so it can take root. Go to the Jesus of the Gospel stories. Amen.